We're continuing with the Sefer Amidot. We're starting the second chapter of Shaar HaTfilah. Eichut HaTfilah Hi Al Shnei Dvarim. Prayer is really about two things, Shevach Le'avar U'Vakasha Le'atid. Prayer involves thanking, giving praise over the past, and making requests for the future. V'chol Echad Nechlak Lecham HaChalakim, and each one of these components is divided into segments. Kimo, for example, you have Ron Shir Shevach Halel Odiyah V'Zimra. You have different forms of song. You have different forms of praise, of giving thanks. Ve'od kama leshonot mizeh. We have many different terms. V'chen ha'tfilah, even the word prayer, tfilah. Amru chazal, our sages say, Amar Rabbi Yochanan basara leshonot nikret tfilah. We have 10 terms for the word prayer. Ve'eluhen, they are the following. Shav'a, calling out. Ne'aka, a yelp. Rina, a song. Pegi'a, to implore. Bitzur, to request, to besiege. Kiri'ah, a calling. Nipul, to fall before. Pilul, to clarify. Erudition. Tachanunim, to beg. Don't demand of me, says the Magen Midovna, to go into each one and explain. Aval zot yadanu, but what we do know is, ki kmo asher haguf bichlalo hu echad, just as the body is really one, uvifratav mitchalek levarim rabim, but it is divided into segments. We have limbs. V'chol echad shmo alav, and each limb has a different name. Kfi itchalfut v'ishtanut ha-shimush asher bevar zeh min evarim acherim. We know different limbs do different things. You know, one of the experiments they do is they tell you, take two matches, ask your friend to roll up his sleeve, and on the back of his arm, touch him with the two matches. Ask him, how many matches am I touching you with? He'll say one. He can't sense two. But we can sense on our tongue two little pieces of sugar, where our sensitivity, we have so many sensors on our tongue that we could sense the most minuscule difference. Two hairs we could sense. But two matches, we can't sense the difference on the back of our arm, right? So different limbs have different sensitivities, they have different tasks, and so they have different attributes. Ken klaluta tfila achati. So too, prayer is one. Uvifratai mitchalek lecha meinyanim. But when you get down to the details, so yeah, there are many different aspects. Ulechol echad b'china acheret, each one has its aspect. Val derech klal tia tfila al shtei panim. So if we have to generalize, prayer involves two things. Efsharit v'echechit. There's prayer that we might call it elective. You can choose. And then there's prayer that you must do. Hefshariyit, elective prayer. Him yikre lefanav mikre lo tov chas v'shalom. Ra'uy lo levakesh u'leitpalel me'etilat kol ha'ilot v'sibat kol ha'sibut la'asir ma'alav mikreu. He says, elective, he's saying, is when it didn't have to happen. Something not good happened, God forbid. So then he should pray, the one who's really pulling the strings, to take it off of him, to stop the problem. Ki el rachumu, because Hashem is merciful. And when a person suddenly succeeds at something, he should give thanks and praise to he who is good and does good. So our prayer reflects our life. What's happening in life is reflected in our conversation with our Creator. As our sages taught, every day the blessings should reflect what's happening in that day. So prayer is supposed to reflect what's happening in our life. I always challenge myself, does my prayer involve real conversation? Who told me this? They were standing at the Kotel, and someone was talking, and he hears the person talking, and then the person says, oh, I'm sorry, I told you about that yesterday. Can you imagine that? Yeah, the person actually feels like he's talking to his Creator. So he...
That's how it should be?
Huh? That's how it should be, yeah. We could talk about the same thing again because the problem hasn't been resolved. Yeah. But we should feel like we're really talking, yeah.
So I think this should be like a good section of prayer that's just like kind of freestyle, no? Like it seems like...
For prayer, sure. You weren't there. We discussed that, Hoshana Rabba night. We discussed that people definitely should have their freestyle prayer, for sure. And if your prayer doesn't incorporate that, then you're right. Then it's very hard for prayer to be real.
Is that part right after the Amidah?
Yeah.
It's at the end of the Amidah.
Yeah, like in between your
own. Right, right. For sure. And that could take you 2 hours. It could take you a long time because you have what to talk about. I think. V'oru tana mishpat ha'tfilah she'yeh shevach lefaneh v'shevach l'achareh. Our sages taught that prayer should always have the following form. You begin with praise, you end with praise. K'mamar, as the verse says, the Talmud says, l'olam yesader adam shivcho shemakom v'achar kach yitpalel. You begin with praise, and only afterwards you make your request. And the praise should very often be connected. It should be similar to the request you're going to make. And he's going to explain that. We're going to have to pick up here, Be'ezat Hashem, next time. He gives examples of what that means. Okay.